In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. We had finally gotten an audience with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and we said to him, "Let my people go so they may worship the Creator in the wilderness." Pharaoh laughed at us. He wasn't going to let his workforce go. We had made him the richest man in the whole world. He needed us to farm his fields, care for his animals, and do his great building projects. Instead of letting us go, he burdened us with even more work than before. Obviously, he thought, we had too much free time if we could daydream about vacations in the wilderness. The people were angry with us. Their lives had been really hard before, and now they had just gotten even worse. They turned on us and me and Moses. Then Moses turned to the Creator in anger and said, "Why did you send me to do this? Things have only gotten worse for the people." But the Creator assured Moses that he would save the people from their slavery. But the people didn't listen to Moses, and these promises, their spirits were broken, and they were enslaved. They wanted nothing more to do with us in these dreams of freedom. But the Lord told us we needed to persist and go back to Pharaoh and demand the freedom of the people. Moses said to the Creator, "The people won't even listen to me. What makes you think Pharaoh is going to listen to me?" The Creator responded, "Pharaoh will not listen to you." The Lord said Pharaoh would harden his heart. He would not listen to us. He would not give in. But nevertheless, the Creator said Pharaoh would not be able to stop him. The Creator would stretch out his own hand and deliver us from slavery in Egypt. And that is when the craziness began. It all started with the Nile River turning into blood. The Nile was the life source and strength of all Egypt. Blood filled it, and the life and strength of Egypt began to die. Next came the frogs. They were everywhere and in everything. Pharaoh was upset and said to us, "Take these frogs away and then you can go." But as soon as the frogs were gone, Pharaoh changed his mind and he refused to let us go. Then came the gnats. The wise men of Egypt told Pharaoh, "This is the Creator's own hand at work." But Pharaoh would not be moved. He saw himself in Egypt as a god. He believed nothing was more powerful than himself and Egypt. Then came the flies. They were everywhere, destroying the land. Pharaoh was clearly annoyed by them, and he said to us, "Fine, worship your god, but you must stay in the land." We told him this wouldn't work. We needed to leave Egypt. So he relented and said, "Fine, you can go, but not too far. Just get the Creator to take these flies away." But as soon as the Creator removed the flies, Pharaoh changed his mind and refused to let us go. Then Egypt's domesticated animals began to die. But Pharaoh just dug in his heels further. Then the diseases came on the people of Egypt. Painful diseases that caused the Egyptians to beg Pharaoh to just let us go. But he would not. Then came the hail. Storms of hailstones that absolutely obliterated the land. The crops were leveled and destroyed. Grain and crops had been how Egypt had built its great wealth. This was hitting very close to home, and it got to Pharaoh. He said to us, "I've been wrong. Stop the hail. I will let you go." But as soon as the hail stopped, Pharaoh changed his mind, and he refused to let us go. Then came the locusts. They ate whatever crops were left after the hail. Every green plant and tree in the land was devoured by the locusts. Pharaoh was beside himself. He said, "Go! Egypt is ruined! I have sinned! Forgive me!" But the moment the locusts were gone, he changed his mind and refused to let us go. Then came the darkness. For 3 days, the whole land of Egypt was in darkness. Pharaoh said to us, "Go! Just leave your animals behind!" Pharaoh wanted to make sure we would return. But we told him this wouldn't work. He was furious with us and said, "Get away from me. I will kill you if I ever see your face again." Then came the 10th and final plague, the angel of death. The Creator had warned us that the firstborn sons of Egypt were going to be struck down. The Lord had already turned on Moses and hunted him down, and he had been saved from being a son of Egypt through the blood of circumcision. Now it was time for all of us to die as children of Egypt and to be reborn as the Creator's children. We commanded everyone to put the blood of a lamb on their doorframes. We urged them to accept and embrace death so the angel of death would pass them over. Death could not touch anything that was already dead. So we urged the people to pack up and be ready to go at any minute. The 430 years that we had been sons of Egypt was coming to an end. And when Pharaoh awoke to find the angel of death was at hand, taking his firstborn son from his grip, he called for us and said, "Leave! Take everyone and all your animals! Be gone!" The people of Egypt begged us to leave their land, offering us all their wealth and riches if we would just leave their country forever. The Creator led the way out of Egypt, guiding us with a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. But when Pharaoh realized what it was like with our people gone, he changed his mind one last time. He yelled at his officials, "What have we done by letting them go? Egypt couldn't function without us, without its slaves." So Pharaoh got his army of chariots and began to chase us down. We had camped alongside the Red Sea and were at a dead end. And when we looked behind us in the distance, we saw the armies of Egypt charging down upon us at full speed. We were trapped. The army of Egypt was on one side. The impenetrable sea was on the other side. The people became angry and scared. They yelled at Moses, "Were there not enough graves in Egypt that you had to bring us all the way out to the wilderness to die? It would have been better for us to be slaves in Egypt than to die out here." But filled with great faith at what he had seen from the Creator, Moses responded, "Do not fear. Stand your ground and watch the Lord's salvation. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." Then the Creator moved his pillar of cloud and fire in between us and the army. Moses raised his staff over the sea, and a strong east wind began to blow. All night the wind blew, pushing back the waters of the sea and making a path through the sea. We walked through the waters of the sea on dry ground and into freedom. We had died as children of Egypt, and we were being reborn through the waters as the Creator's children. The chariots followed after us, but their wheels got stuck in the mud. Egypt's army fell into a great panic, shouting, "The Lord is fighting against us!" Then Moses stretched out his hand one last time over the sea, and the waters came crashing back into their place, drowning all the armies of Egypt. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Israel's family had tried to save themselves from starvation by moving to Egypt in the first place, and it had only made them slaves for 400 years. Moses then, when he was young, had tried to lead a violent revolution to save them from that slavery, and it had only made things worse. It was only when the people finally stopped trying to save themselves that they found the Creator's salvation. Realizing finally that they had no power in and of themselves, the people of Israel finally followed the Lord's word, and they were saved by the Lord's hand from slavery in Egypt. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. We cannot save ourselves. It is only by faithfully letting go and trusting in the Lord to fight for us that we can find our salvation. We need to be still. We need to calm our anxious hearts. We need to stop worrying and fretting. We need to stop grabbing for control over everything around us. We need to be still and hear and practice the Lord's commands. Without stillness, we cannot listen. Without stillness, we cannot receive the Lord's word. And if you haven't noticed, we live in a world of no stillness, constant fear, anxiety, worry, busyness, agitation, and fretting are all around us and within us. And anxiety, worry, and fear are the great enemies of faith. They agitate us and cut us off from the Creator's word. We are slaves in an anxious world. We are slaves to our own anxieties. The only thing that can save us is the Creator himself. Christ Jesus is the only one who can set us free. So stop. Be still. Let go. Surrender yourself into the Lord's hands. He alone is your salvation. He will make a path for you through the impossible. Just listen to his word and follow it. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Amen.